One would think that the Hungarian ambassador to Washington would have his hands full. Hungary is one of those new Europe allies of the United States, with troops in Iraq, for a couple of months longer anyway. For the current ambassador, though, the Hungarian connection to the U.S. goes beyond politics to rock music. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Ambassador Andras Shimony usually likes to play blues guitar or classic rock, but his Thursday night embassy bash was all about punk and the legendary band, the Ramones. You'd have to be a hardcore Ramones fan, or a Hungarian, to know that the only surviving original member of the group, Tommy Ramone, was born Tamás Erdélyi in Budapest. In fact, he lived near the young Shimony, though the two only realized that recently. Ramone was just a kid when his family fled in 1956, but he does recall some aspects of life there, including a memorable trip to the movies.
The movie was about the decadence of America, the decadence of the West. And what they showed was a bunch of teenagers going absolutely crazy and wild over boogie-woogie music. And I was watching this and going, boy, that's good music.
While the Erdélyi family fled to New York, where Tommy went on to become the first drummer of the Ramones, Ambassador Shimony lived out his rock music dreams in the underground scene in Hungary. He tried to give a sense of rock music behind the Iron Curtain by showing some early video of one of his guitar sessions, a copy that wasn't destroyed by the Hungarian censors. For Shimony, rock music was a window to the West.
Rock and roll music was the means of communication for me, little Andras Shimony from Budapest, to the free world. Didn't matter if communism built walls. Music, rock and roll music, they were not able to stop across the borders.
Ambassador Shimony says while punk music made it across the border, he wasn't too familiar with the Ramones until his daughter turned him on to it. Tommy Ramone joked his band was ahead of its time, but felt rock music was getting stale in the mid-1970s.
What the Ramones were looking for was the initial feel of rock and roll. The bands I listened to on my radio when I was a kid, when I came to the United States, that Wampamalupa, that quick energy, the sexuality, the excitement, we wanted to bring that back. And we wanted to bring back short songs. And we wanted to play them fast.
Hey, ho, let's go. Hey, ho, let's go. Forming a straight line. Going to a Taiwan. Kids are losing their mind.
With his glistening red guitar, Shimony tried his hand at the fast Ramones beat, jamming with music critic Chuck Young and Tommy Ramone. On the drum, Shimony had one of his diplomat friends from past garage band concerts, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Alexander Virchow.
What they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go.
Andras Shimony may not have made a career in music, but he certainly tries to combine his love of hard rock to that soft area of diplomacy.
I am a strong believer in soft power, and I happen to strongly believe that rock and roll music is an important part of the toolbox in this whole soft power thing.
Shimony describes rock music as a bond for a new generation of leaders on both sides of the former Iron Curtain, and he's had a few embassy jam sessions to prove it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
That's punk rock.
Sandy Virchow on drums!
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.